Warning, the following podcast may contain people who aren't very good at golf. You're listening to the Chili Dippers Podcast.
That is correct. You are once again listening to the Chili Dippers. I'm your host, Luke Disco Clark. Sitting with me, as always, is a man who is trying to break the world record for the most amount of Panadols had in one day, Dave Cannon-Rolston. How are you going?
Well, I'm in agony at the moment, as you can probably well tell. I've just had I had four Panadol and two Nurofen just then. I have an insidious, hateful pain in the neck. It's a disc problem that I wake up nearly every morning with a bit of a headache, and that's okay. You have a couple of Panadol and a couple of Nurofen, and she sorts out. But occasionally, every once in a week or 2 weeks, it comes on to the point where it's just unbearable. And so normally, if you get six or eight Panadol into you all at once, it normally fixes it up. So if I'm a bit flat this pod, please forgive me, but I'm in a fair bit of discomfort.
And as we are well know, one of our good old friends, Kingy, Adam King, once told us, apparently you can't overdose on Panadol. Listeners, don't take that for gospel. Kingy, because Kingy, who we met at the 2009 World Masters Games, we found him on the free agents list, who said he was a 6 foot five power forward, turned out to be a 4 foot two point guard Asian guy who threw one good pass for the entire week of basketball.
Claimed to be a doctor.
So
we're not claimed to be a doctor. But I used to live with a bloke, and he was mentioned before, Fixer, Ro Graham.
Yep. Shout out to you, Fix.
Used to eat them like M&Ms. You've never seen a bloke take painkillers with less respect for the recommended dosage than that bloke. And he's still alive and going well, so hopefully I get through.
Good to see that you're a pain in the neck instead of being a pain in the neck.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
All right, so today we're doing something a little bit different. We're not reviewing a golf course.
We're reviewing a golf facility.
Facility, something that I've been longing to do. We're not ticking off top 100s, but we're ticking off bucket lists for me today. We were up in the Gold Coast and we went to the newly opened Top Golf.
Now, we've talked about Top Golf before as I played a version of it or went to a version of it in Las Vegas, but this is the first one opened up in Australia.
Yep. So in time for us to look, what was it, about not even a month ago it opened up?
They said they opened up in late June, so however long ago that is.
Yep. So
Top Golf, explain to the people what Top Golf is. It's because it's not just a practice driving facility, which is the outside view of it. It's far from that.
It is.
Go ahead.
So it's a three level. The one here in Queensland is a three level driving range. That's the bare bones of it.
Yep.
But what separates it from all other just regular driving ranges? It's more of a party family atmosphere. So back and onto the driving range, you've got bars and your driving bay's got all couches and tables, TVs. You've got a button for your heater. Change the channel on your TV to all your...
All undercover too, of course, and all that sort of stuff.
Like I said, so there's staff everywhere. Yep. They'll bring the beers to your hitting area. Yep. But one of the main things that separates it is the golf balls have actually got computer chips in them. So rather than just hitting out into the paddock or hitting at pins, or they've actually got... sort of 10 different greens throughout, all glowing different colours, all lit up at night.
So what they've got is about 25 or 30 metres from you, there's four or five red holes.
Yep.
And then another 25 or 30 metres.
There's yellow.
Yeah, there's yellow. And then every 20, so there's one, two, then there was orange, blue and white.
Yep.
Yeah, so, and they go out up to 190 metres, and then there's also the back wall as well. Yep. So that's the idea. It's not just hitting golf balls out into a paddock. You're actually hitting them at specific targets. So you've got a computer on the side that'll say, okay, hit for yellow. So you hit the ball to the yellow, and the yellow, it's a pretty big circle.
Yep.
And so if you get it right in the middle of the yellow, you get 10 points. If you get it one back, like a dartboard, you get 10 points, 8 points, 6 and 2. And that goes on for the further the targets, the more points you get.
So that's right. So they're not, it's not flat greens. They're actually, like Raoul said, they're big circles. They look like a dartboard. They're divided up into segments.
Yeah.
And the ball goes through the segment into like a net down the bottom. The computer on your hitting bay actually records how close you were to the middle of that pin or back or if it missed. So you can play games against each other, which is like the competition. And look, It was. I was driving up to it. The first impression. Well, let's real. First impressions is fantastic because when you come on the highway, there's the back net goes what 100 feet in the air.
Oh yeah, probably man, yeah, more, yeah, yeah, yep, probably, yep, yep. And so we're just so people know, we're right next to Movie World on the Gold Coast.
Yep,
there.
Yep. So we've driven down the highway. Their logo glows, this really blue glowing logo on their back net that we can see from miles
away. Did we get a photo of that?
We got a photo. Didn't do it justice, though. Right. But yeah, driving, that's the first, it's just like, wow. And then it was a Wednesday. So today's Wednesday.
Yep.
We're back in the Brunswick Heads apartment doing this podcast. Mm. Driving up to it, the first car park was the overflow car park, and it was full.
Chockers.
Chockers. We took a gamble and went down to the main car park, flew to a spot. It was raining. We were driving up. We were a bit disappointed. We were getting in at about 7:30, so it was on dark. Wipe was wrong, thinking that was going to distract from, but it actually didn't. When we were in there,
not at all.
Didn't even know it was raining.
The first impression I got, I was just stunned at how busy it was.
Oh, my
God. Having been to the one in Vegas and thought, you know, and I went there a couple of times and you've seen those people. It was absolutely chock-a-block and it was going off. There was people
everywhere.
So three stories of bars and also lounges to sit at and food coming.
Corporate areas.
And it was a buzz. It was like sort of...
Yep.
It was, and not that I'm a nightclub, but it was like a sort of a golf course nightclub sort of thing.
Which is what they're aiming at and trying to do. But like Ross said, like we walked in thinking, like it was a Wednesday night. We just thought we'd walk in. We actually thought it'd be more closer to being empty than full.
Yeah.
We had to put our name down and wait 45 minutes. Well, they told us it was going to be 45.
Yeah, ended up
really good system. You go up and register. They take your mobile phone number and then you can go out and hang out at the bar. We opted just to walk around and just check the place out.
Because
I was going off my head. I couldn't believe how good it was.
Yeah, you're pretty excited.
Then they send you a text message to say that your booth's nearly ready. So you go back down.
Yeah.
And we were going to go get our own golf clubs. We opted to just use theirs, which are just basic clubs.
Which is fine.
But they're good enough. And then we rode around for another 5 minutes because we asked nicely if we could have a bay on the top floor, on the third floor, which they said you might have to wait a little bit longer, which we'll find.
And we also asked for the good comfy couches because they have a high table with six sort of seats around it, which would be great anyway if you're having a drink and somebody. But we wanted the relaxing couches and all that sort of stuff. And the wait was bugger all.
Yeah, and just because there's so much going on. Like, it's not like you're sitting down on a seat. You're walking, you can go and sit down at a bar.
And when we say going on too, it's also, you think golf facility, it's not 60-year-old men hitting golf balls.
Yeah.
There's young kids, there's families, there's young girls everywhere sort of stuff. Yep. There was blokes, there was corporate stuff. There's a very mixed crowd, wasn't there, which was great.
And done really well. Like, you walk in the front door and there's a person standing there just to greet you. Like, hey, how you going? Have you been here before? No, go up there, register. I'd urge you to go up there quickly. And once you register, you can go sit down, have something, eat and drink while you wait and have a look around.
Then the lady that served us couldn't have been friendlier mention everything and all that sort of stuff as well, which is good.
Yep. So, look, the only couple of tips I reckon I could give you is maybe book ahead if you are planning. Like, don't get me wrong, the waiter, if you haven't been there before, walking around is fantastic.
Yeah.
The half an hour wait goes
easy
pretty quick.
Done, yeah.
One thing I would have liked to have done, when you're playing, when you're hitting golf balls, there's 5 or 6 different, we'll call them games.
Versions of each game. Yep.
So because you pay per hour, so you've only got an hour, so you don't want to spend 5 or 10 minutes of that reading the instructions on the screen of what game. So I was saying they should have a little brochure to read, which we got when we left.
Yeah,
there is a little brochure there that does list all the games. I'd advise people to sit down and read that before you get up there so you can go straight into what game you want to know.
Because you don't want to just be hitting their banging balls, actually.
The whole point
of it is to have an organised game. The other thing too, there was 2 of us. It'd be better with 4 or 6 sort of thing because... But as I said, the games that they've got there for you are great. It's really good fun. Once you figure out the computer scoring system, beautiful, clear, and really entertaining.
Yeah, so the bays hold up to 6. So you pay per hour, not
about
per golf.
About $60 an hour.
Yep, $60 an hour. And it changes during weekends and weekdays, so keep that
before
in mind.
Yeah, a bit cheaper during daylight hours, dear at night.
Looks fantastic. I haven't seen it.
When you say $60 an hour, that's for the bay. So if there's one of you, it's $60 an hour. If you have 6 of you, it's only $10 each.
It works out pretty.
Yeah, so that's where you get your value.
Look, and we went at night, which I'd tip it looked much better. Like the way it's lit up during the night time
looks great. It's a night do. Yeah, it's a night venue, I reckon.
Yep. So you play the competition. The somehow the balls are chipped for your bay. So you hit it into the hole, it recognises that you hit that one. Yeah. The scoring can take a little bit of getting used to. It, like we thought it was
going to be... Yeah, we thought... The 10-pin bowling analogy was really good.
Yeah, we thought it was going to say, David, your turn, Luke, your turn. But you've actually got to go up there and tell it that sort of stuff.
And which is good because then you can hit 2, 3, 4 in a row.
Yep.
Bang, and then hit my name. Then I can hit 2 because sometimes... Just with how quick and easy it is, you don't want to go one shot, one shot, one shot. It was best to have a few in a row. Now, the highlight for my day, though, was, or that sandwich I had, that pulled, was it a pulled beef? Brisket.
Brisket.
Yeah, that was the food. And you thought, I thought at food place, you know, I thought that's going to be $22 a sandwich.
Yeah, because they could have got $8 they wanted.
It was $12 with a sandwich, served with chips and all that. And it was beautiful.
Yep.
And they had the big pizza breads there sort of thing, and they were well priced and all that sort of stuff.
The food menu was really good.
I never got that. There was that double-edged cookie with the melted caramel. I forgot about that.
You did too.
We might have to go back. We're going to have to go back and get that.
I'll have you go.
That looked unreal. So, yeah, the food was magnificent for a golf facility that doesn't need the food to be that good.
You can go there and have tea and go home.
Yeah,
even if you
didn't good.
Like golf to have a hit. I don't know whether you can or not.
And what about in the lounge there, those seats around the fire? So they've got these tables. The table's got a fire in the middle of it, and you can sit around that. Remember, I went to sit on one by myself, and a group of six people went just behind me, and they've all gone, so I said, no, all right, you can have that. They thought I was the nicest bloke in the world. So that was good. You'd go back there getting in. Like, sometimes you play a golf course and you think, oh, yeah, I'd play that again. But you'd go there one night a week for the rest of your lifetime couldn't you, with the right people and all that sort of stuff?
Look, it's not really a practice facility because if you're looking to improve your game and
we were saying that earlier. When we were hitting balls bad the other day, we thought, oh, we'll sort that out at Topgolf the other day. But it's not a practice facility.
And look, it's mainly because it's more like if you want to get good at golf, you want to hit a lot of golf balls, $8 bucket of balls down at a range, hit them and leave by yourself.
Do
so
that,
quiet.
Yeah.
This is more, it's more expensive. It's more of a night out.
It's a night out. It's fun. And that's what it was when we were in Vegas. We had the Bucks group there sort of thing. So we had about 16 or 18 of us in there, and Rod Frost ran the whole thing, which was great. He was, okay, you're hit. You're ready to go. Sit down. We won't need you for a few minutes. Bang, bang, bang. And it just ran magnificent. It was for a Bucks night or a 40th or something like that. You'd have a ball there, really good fun. If you got that many, it ends up costing you $20 or $30. You could have 3 hours for $30 each sort of thing, and it's fantastic. You need one bloke up the front telling you, okay, you're hitting here and you're going for the red. You're hitting here, you go for the white sort of thing. You'd have a ball, wouldn't you?
Yep, and it was just good to see it really busy, because there's been rumours that they're opening 5 to 8 more across Australia, and obviously if this one didn't go, I've heard that they're going to judge it by this, get a feel for how. If that's any indication, they'll be opening up because they were making some money. You can drop some money in there, so be prepared for that. I loved it. I think I put I made the comment when I was there, and I put an image up the other day saying, if I feel like I died and gone to heaven, the nightclub or the bars. The food and the golf all in one.
Where I use the expression, I was on a hiding to nothing, because having seen the Vegas one first, I knew it couldn't be any better. Well, I had the feeling it couldn't be any better because it didn't have the pools. It was very similar, but if there was any little differences, the Vegas one was probably had them improvement-wise and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
And we'll see that soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all that. So why I loved it and it was great and it wasn't a letdown at all, I wasn't the super impressed because I've seen it before. Next time you go, it'll be great. You won't be impressed because it won't as your first time.
Well, I reckon what sums it up for me is I was super excited and couldn't wait to get there. And generally that's you're setting yourself up for a little bit of a letdown.
Yep.
But it was better than I imagined.
Oh, wow.
The back half, just how... And maybe if it wasn't as busy, it wouldn't have felt that. But just the walking in and, like you say, the buzz of the place, the people everywhere. Even the people weren't hitting. The bars were all full.
And there was just a lot of people having a good time.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Which is, it was stunning how many people were having a good time. Did you see that group next to us? One kid, you know how you tee off there and you've got the computer thing next to you?
Yep.
One bloke smashed it into that. Which is nearly impossible, I don't sort of think. But other than that, you couldn't hit it out of the net sort of thing, could you?
They had the because the rugby was on.
Yeah, huge TV screens
halfway
everywhere.
Halfway down the fairway on the side fence had these big, massive screens that you could, when you're hitting golf balls, you could actually see from
You've got
the
your
game.
Own private TV in your booth, and you can have that on any channel.
Yep.
But yeah, but big screens for the, because it was Origin night.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, it we couldn't recommend it any highly. If you're about and you want to hit some golf balls and have some fun with the with the boys, but I was stunned at how many mixed groups were there.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. And even mums. Everyone was having it. No, it was fantastic. Look, Jilly Dippers give it.
Actually, now we talk about the punt club and trips and all that. That's the perfect spot to take the punt club on a night. I don't even think we mentioned that when we were there, but yeah, that's got punt club written all over it, hadn't it?
Yeah, we were discussing the next punt club trip. We might have to bump Queensland up the list a little bit, mainly for that reason.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yep, Jilly Dippers, two thumbs up for Top Golf.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're anywhere near it, get down there and check it out. You'll love it. All right, so we're going to move right on. I've done the last couple of segments, Roel. So have you got something for us there?
I have the world's longest top four.
Right.
Or a what's better sort of what's better. what do you want to do?
Let's do the what's better. I think we done top four last pod.
Did we?
I think
all
so.
All right, so it's a what's better, overrated, underrated.
Right.
Remember we did one of them? A long time ago.
We did, I remember.
All right, so now, all right, what's better, overrated, underrated? So I give you a something, a topic, a subject, a thing.
Yep.
You tell me if it's overrated, underrated, or properly rated.
And you tell me whether I'm right or wrong.
Yep. The intro, what's better, steamed or fried, Kylie or Danny, chicken or beef? What's better, Kylie or Danny, chicken or fish?
Chicken or fish?
I don't know.
Chicken or beef.
And what's the third one? There's three.
What's better, Kylie or Danny? Something else and chicken and beef. Kylie and Danny. Steamed or fried?
Chicken or beef.
Righto.
All right. Now, the first one's a request. I know Nick Trask. Nick Trask has strong feelings about this.
Shout out to you, Trasky.
Shout out to the boss. Has very strong feelings about this particular item.
Righto.
Scarves.
Scarves.
Yeah.
Underrated or overrated? Yeah. I reckon a scarf. Not a scarf wearer. Never. I don't think I've ever worn a scarf. So I'm going to say overrated.
They are. And way overrated. Trusky said to me, if I ever want to get fired, just rock up in a scarf. You're out the door. All right. Space travel.
Space travel is overrated.
Yes. Do you know what? Do you know why?
Because, well, if it never happened, would we be any better off?
Well, and also, right. So, to get anywhere of interest, right? So let's put it in around the world terms, right? To get anywhere of interest, space wise, it'd be like walking around the world 10 times, right?
Right.
And so we've been out to space. So if we're walking around the world 10 times is to actually just get even close to anywhere of interest, how far do you reckon we've gone on walking around the world 10 times?
How far have we gone?
Yeah, how far in those terms? We've gone one step out our door. And that includes things that have been travelling for 20 and 30 years into space have gone one step out the door. And they've got 10 more laps around the world. We're just so far from anything that it just won't matter. So overrated.
Overrated.
Architecture.
Architecture.
Yep.
Underrated.
Very good. That's old buildings, that sort of stuff. They're magnificent, aren't they?
And we're always looking up. When we're walking around cities, we're always...
Love the big buildings and all that. Yep. And even walking through Melbourne and the old parts and all that sort of stuff.
And I reckon I could be an architect if I wasn't...
Could be an architect.
Yeah, if I wasn't the one I'm doing, that would be...
The old George Cassandra. I lie about being an architect, but I could be an architect. Oprah.
Mm.
Notice any theme in these? Because there isn't. There isn't.
Oprah, overrated.
Yep. What's her talent?
Yeah, look.
No.
She's pretty good at what she does, but...
No, she's not. She's horrible at what she does. She gives people free shit, but that's self-promotion in itself.
That is, yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. I think she's okay at what she does, but she's like way up there.
So yeah, incredibly overrated. This is an easy one, everyone. New Year's Eve.
Overrated.
Yeah, exactly. Easy.
Because I just don't like the pressure of feeling like I have to go out with a bang and do something. Yeah, and all the dickheads who don't normally drink are out drinking off their head, being starting at midday and seeing. Yeah, so overrated. No,
great as a teenager, 18, 19, 20, New Year's Eve was pretty good. But yeah, most of the time, overrated. New socks.
Oh, underrated.
Well, I've got them properly rated because I rate them so high.
Yeah.
Because new socks are so good. Yeah. And I know you rate them too. So I had it as properly rated as good.
Yep.
Now on the new sheets.
Oh, new sheets.
Yeah.
As in brand new or just like clean, like put.
Well, there you go. I had new sheets as a tiny bit overrated because clean sheets are just as good. Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's you're not reading my list, are you?
I can't read that right.
Oh, here we go. Sean McAuliffe.
Oh, underrated. He's a superstar.
Yeah, well, I've got genius. Underrated. Yeah. He's a genius.
Yeah, yep.
He is. I was caught up watching his old show where he had that Sean McAuliffe on his high horse.
Yep.
And he'd read out something and go, into the bin.
For the record, for the people who don't know, he's the guy that hosts Talking About Your Generation.
Yeah, which is, funnily enough, probably his worst show. Mm. His Sean McAuliffe, Mad as Hell on the ABC, is just brilliant. All right. Hats.
I'm going to say, this is my first one I'm going to have to think about. Hats. I'm going to say underrated.
Ooh, I had them as over.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't reckon hats are as needed and as necessary as we make them. I think a hat's a hat.
Good, because
solving the problems of the world, there.
Hasn't been described as. What about keeping the sun off your face, though? Like that. Sunscreen can do. I know it can do that job, but.
Oh, well, it's done as over.
Right.
Facebook.
This is tough because I'm going to say underrated.
You remember proper's an option? Properly rated.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, properly rated's an option.
Yeah, I'm going to say properly rated because.
Good, you got it right. Well done. Leading the witness, sir. I object. Upheld.
Because it's fairly highly rated, but it is unbelievable. Yeah.
It used correctly and not as the be all and end all, it's a magnificent tool.
Yeah, I've got two friends that I haven't seen in years, and I was new before.
I thought you were just going into there. I've got two friends.
I've got two friends on Facebook. I'm killing it.
You're killing it.
And I don't know where they are today. They moved from my town. I went to uni with one, and they're.
My town? Just
Wangaratta. They moved out of Wangaratta. And I don't know where they are today, and I cannot find them on Facebook, and it kills me that they're not on there.
Really? Yeah. All right. Two to go. Quick. TV.
Underrated.
Yep. But it gets a bad name. I went into a shop the other day, and I was looking for a gift for someone. I was buying a book for a friend of mine, and I said to the girl behind the counter, "Oh, there was a book that I was talking about on the project last night. You haven't? I don't have a television.
Yeah.
Wankers. I just wanted to slap the bitch.
No, I
don't watch TV. Oh, aren't you special? You fucking wanker. Weekends.
Weekends.
Yes.
Underrated. Well, probably rated.
Yeah, well, yeah. I actually didn't put it in. I just put, well, I put great. Like, now, I was going to, it's too simple saying not long enough, but the reason is, as soon as you get to Saturday, thinking, well, I don't want to, you can't do too much because you've got to Sunday, and then as soon as Sunday starts, you're thinking about work Monday. They're just, the trick to a great weekend is doing something
Friday night, yes.
Do something Friday night, and then you feel like you haven't, then all of a sudden, Saturday feels like Sunday, so then Sunday's a bonus day.
Yes, there's nothing better in the world, I reckon, than when you're sitting around Saturday thinking, oh, I've got to go to work, and then you realise
you've got the extra day. So, if you do the something Friday night, weekend's properly rated, But if you actually don't, they can get away. Look, if you're like me, sit in your house all day and do nothing Saturday and Sunday, and you don't leave the...
They're overrated.
They're a little overrated.
Look, and I reckon too, going out on, like, say in the city, you want to go out for a beer or go out in the town, Friday night is much better than Saturday night.
Yeah, Friday night's a night,
You get the crowd that's just gone out for a couple of after-work beers and turn it all, they're staying out because they're having fun, and it's whereas Saturday can be a bit like news. It's for some people think they have to go out Saturday night and do
something. That said, see, I still drive taxis in Wangaratta, Fridays and Saturdays, and Friday night was dickhead night in Wangaratta going out.
Yeah,
Saturday night was weird. But in the city, city different though, I reckon. But so I like that there. So done. That was 12 things we just figured out if over or underrated.
And I think I got them all, but I got stumped on the hats. I think the hats are the one that brought me undone.
Well, yeah, that's probably the best you've done.
So the last one should be my ability to rate underrated, overrated, is underrated because I...
Because you actually did it well. Yeah. Very good.
Right, I'm moving on. Dave, do you have anything else you want to mention?
Yeah, I want to mention our girl, Catherine Hull, now Catherine Kirk. Now, we've mentioned her before. She was the young lady we followed around in Kuala Lumpur that day.
Yep.
And she just won us over. She went out of her way to be kind and talk to us
superstar
and all that sort of stuff.
She was.
She, now, I remember mentioning, when I mentioned her first, I sort of said, oh, you know, she never did much with her career. She was just a good, solid player and all that. I underrated her greatly. I actually
she should have been on your last.
Well, I had a look at a few of the things she'd done. And what reminded me was the other day she had a 10 under on the first round of the ladies' PGA tournament a couple of weekends ago.
Yeah, yep.
Look, I don't think she was great the next 3 days. But the things I looked up, over nearly $5 million in prize money for a career, which on the ladies' tour is quite good because the money's nowhere near the men's tour. So she's had won three proper tournaments.
Yep.
That's in the US, three USPA, and won 8 other tournaments worldwide.
Yep.
Which is pretty good because it's funny, it doesn't sound much, but I was watching the men's the other day and one of the golfers, I think it was Kevin Nah, won a really good, they said second win in 11 years or something. The golfers, like you think Tiger wins, you know, 8, 12 times a year, most of them in 1 or 2 times a year sort of thing.
Yeah.
So she'd done it. Second in the British Open, second in the HSBC, which is the other major. So she's had top 2 finishes in there. She's had a 10 under 62 as well the other day in a major tournament. And that's the other thing. She won the Brownlow medal for the Women's Golfer of the Year last year.
Yeah, I did see that.
The thing that I can't remember the name of that. I think I wrote it down somewhere, but I... So yeah, I just wanted to clear up that Catherine's a lot better than I thought.
Yeah, and the Chili Dipper's favorite golfers. And another thing too, I got a email from Blackball the other day about membership renewal.
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah, and in there was a bit of a letter about some of the things they've got coming up, and one of them was they've secured a LPGA event. And on the bottom of the listed a few of the people that were coming to attend that event, and one of them was Catherine Kirk.
Yeah, when we say Catherine Hull, she's now married. Catherine Kirk.
Yeah, so, if anyone's out there, she's on Twitter.
I'm going to have to start... Set me up to follow her, and I'll see if I can contact her
and start
in that
some
manner.
Sort of... and if anyone else there wants to tweet at her and tell them that
the Chili Dippers love her, and we'd love to hear from her. I think that'd be great.
Yeah, and look, and we'll do everything we can when she comes to the great Black Bull Golf Course see if we can get her on some mic.
And one other thing I wanted to ask you. we're up here on a Queensland trip. We're doing pods every night. I think we're moving quite nicely. How's our podcast handicap going? We're at 24 last count.
Were we? 24.
Yeah, we come into 22 and then we had a couple of shockers and went back out. I reckon we've come in at least a shot the last 3 podcasts. I reckon we're into 21, even 20.
Yeah, all right. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, you can be the grader then. You can be the
on the official podcast handicap grader. So how's you feel
I'm
happy?
I'm happy
about 20.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
We've got to
get ahead of ourselves too much. So that's good.
Oh no. We're still fairly harsh critics, was it? But yeah, no. There's so that's all I had to tie up. Anything else you wanted to mention?
No, that's it for me.
Where are we off to tomorrow?
Playing Links Hope Island tomorrow. Ooh. That's the one we've been looking forward to. We're going to hope the weather holds out. Today
I think
was,
we'll be right.
Today was supposed to be a bad day of weather.
It was right all day. It just got a bit rainy when the sun went down. But Hope Island, so that's a I played it a long time ago on a... a friend was meant to play there in a tournament, Alan Wise, but his chef business had a tournament there, so he let me go in his stead there, and I had a great day. It was magnificent.
The time before we stopped and got out to look, and I was pretty excited. It's a top 20 course, so we're expecting, and look, we're hoping to play a little bit better too. Of sort of,
I think we'll be right. I think after our hit tonight at Top Golf Farm, we'll hit it a bit better tomorrow.
Rightio, so let's wrap this up here. You've been listening to the Chili Dippers.
Send in your questions. Send in anything you like to us on all our forms of social media. We'll be back again next week.
Chili Dippers out.
Trash, take another good hit, try to make it last. There's a place for you if you just like me.